From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he'll quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. However, his term ends in September 2017. He did not explain why he would leave the year after, nor his reason for retiring. The 73-year-old dos Santos has led Angola since 1979. He is Africa's second longest ruling leader. Critics accuse dos Santos of using the country's oil wealth to amass huge fortunes for himself, his allies, and his family. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is necessary to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council Thursday, Mr. Ban said that the allegations this past year erodes trust in the UN.
It undermines the trust between the United Nations and its beneficiaries, betrays the values and principles that UN purports to advance, and tarnishes the credibility of United Nations peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole.
The Secretary General has proposed new initiatives to strengthen the UN's response, including assisting victims and improving accountability for perpetrators. In Myanmar, retired bureaucrat Tin Jha is predicted to win parliamentary election to become president. He was confirmed Friday as the nominee of Myanmar's National League for Democracy, the NLD, and is a close aide to party leader Aung San Suu Kyi and is expected to govern on her behalf. A relative unknown outside politics, Aung San Suu Kyi's proxy for the presidency is well known in the NLD inner circle. This